This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm presenting the Living Mishnah, Le'ili Nishmas, the 6 million Yidden of the Holocaust. Hashem Yimkom Damam. Today's presentation will use cartoons and pictures to illustrate the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the author of the Mishnah. Okay, thank you for joining us. And we're doing now Mishnah 707 in our Living Mishnah series. May this be a zchus for a shmira, for Yiddish a kinder. They should not be hurt from measles or anything. Rachmana Litzlan. Torah shows beautifying Judaism and using energy and excitement over Yiddishkeit. I thank all those that are helping me get an office for the Torah shows. And I deeply appreciate Stanley Shamosh and Chaim Lex for being sponsors of this series. May Hashem Yisparach bless their beautiful families. We have a Mishnah today in Baba Metzia, Parachas Mishnah Gimel. And the question is, if someone borrowed a cow and he wants to return it with an agent, or if someone lends someone a cow and sends it with an agent, so it wasn't the person directly handling the cow. So says the Mishnah. Hashoel et hapara, if someone borrows a cow. V'shulchalo biyad bino biyad avdo biyad shelucho. And it was sent in the hands of the mashiel's son, or his servant, his eved Ivri, or his shliach. Or it was given over into the hands of the son or servant or agent of the shoel. Vameta, and it died, pator, he would be pator. Because that's not considered that it was really given over in his hands yet. And he's only chayev once it's in his hands. So since it was in their hands, that's not considered his hands. Amar lo ha-shoel, but if the shoel says specifically, shalchali biad bini biad avdi biad shaluchi, send the cow in the hands of my son or my servant or my agent, o biad bincha biad avdcha biad shuchacha, or in the hands of your son, your slave, your agent, o sha'amar lo ha-mashiel, or if the mashiel said to the shoel, haveni mishalcha lach biad bini biad avdi biad shaluchi, I'm sending it in the hands of my son, my eved, or my shliach, o biyad bincha, biyad avdcha, biyad shuchacha, or in the hands of your son, your slave, your messenger, v'amar lo, ha-shoel shalach, if the shoel says in that case, shalach, v'shilcha v'meita chayav, and he sent it, and it died, chayav. So in other words, a shoel's chayav in onsin. So the fact is that since he authorized it, then it would be as if it really went into his hand. As the saying goes, Shlucho shel Adam kemoto. Now, chem shasha machzira. And the same law would apply when the shoel is returning the animal to the mashiel. If he just sends it without authorization and something happens to it, he's chayav. But if there was authorization that yes, you could send it, and then something happened, then he would be patur. Okay, so that is what the Mishnah is about. And we hope that the Ilam Steiging, please come to my classes. It should be a zchus for all of us. And may we be zeiche, lilmoid, ulameid, lishma, v'lasais, l'shem shamayim, amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.